To the presidential visit, Ballinan County Mayo, as we've been hearing, will be hosting the final engagement of President Biden's trip to Ireland this evening. The president will make a public address to an expected 20,000 people outside St. Murdoch's Cathedral on the banks of the River Moy at around 9 p.m. tonight. Our reporter Theresa Mannion has been speaking to some of those waiting to welcome the president to the town of Ballinan.
It's unbelievable, the excitement.
And the last time as well, 6 or 7 years ago when he was here. But it's great to have him back as president.
I think tonight it'll be a celebration of his heritage here in Ballinan, and I'm sure there will be a fantastic turnout.
I'm down from Dublin, so we just picked a really good week to come down.
Yeah, it's very exciting to have him back.
It's incredible for the town. But I have to say, this week we had a kind of an emotional week because the girl's grandmother passed away, and she passed away in the hospice which Joe had turned the sod on in 2017, and it opened 2019, and we just thought was so poignant that he's coming back this week. If there he hadn't been kind of instrumental in the building of that hospice, then Nanny wouldn't have had a very dignified last few days.
It's great for the town. Everyone's so excited. Even walking around with the kids today, the atmosphere is unreal.
Everybody's gone bonkers for Joe Biden.
Are you?
I don't know. He's one of the most powerful men in the whole world.
From a tourism perspective, the impact of his visit when he was here as vice president was unreal. I mean, we have tourists coming from all over the world asking, where did he go? What did he do? You know, so this time around, now that he is president, the impact for tourism is going to be phenomenal. So from Ballinan to Belmullet, we're going to feel it.
People speaking to Theresa Mannion in Ballinan today. Well, our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, is in the town for us this lunchtime. They're all set at this stage, Pat.
They're all set and ready to rock, Brian. There's a huge sense of anticipation. Kind of reminds me of the kind of sensation you get in a family ahead of a big day, like a wedding in the morning. The sun was out here. There's blue, white and red bunting fluttering in the gentle breeze around Ballinan, stars and stripes. The place is immaculate. It's got a big clean-up over the last few weeks in anticipation of the president's visit. And what's striking is the number of parents bringing young children who are on their Easter holidays around just to take in the atmosphere around the town. Last night there was a work through of the PA system that's continuing as well here today on the banks of the River Moy, and just great excitement and anticipation ahead of Joe Biden's visit to the town later on this evening.
There is, of course, the speech, but more besides that.
Yeah, he's going to, when he lands at Ireland West Airport in Knock in a couple of minutes' time, he'll travel from there to Knock Shrine, where he'll have some a tour of the shrine. Mm-hmm. Father Richard Gibbons, the rector of the shrine there, and then he's going to go from there to the Mayor's Common Hospice. This is a hugely significant private visit for Joe Biden, as you heard on Theresa's report. They turned the sod there. Then back to Ballinan tonight. There's a whole load of activities on here. There's music, gates open to the public at 5:30, and then the president scheduled to talk at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and of course, Carol Coleman is still with us, Carol. President Biden has a strong family connection through that great-great-great-grandfather, Blewitt, with the cathedral, because that man supplied the bricks, or some of them anyway, isn't that right?
By the time he gets a brick from the house, a piece of masonry from Knock, and of course don't forget the sticks of rock that the sweet shop in Ballinan have ready for him too.
Yeah, so look, it's going to be a great day in Ballinan, and Pat will be reporting of course on all of that a little bit later. Maybe just a final reflection from Carol. You've watched this visit over the last number of days, and maybe give us a little bit of an insight into how you think the White House will have regarded. We all know how we feel about it. How do you think the White House will have regarded this trip in terms of maybe what they were looking for from it?
Well, just looking at it as an observer, they have to be very, very happy, because I mean we've learned so much about this president. If people at home were watching everything that we saw, they'd know everything about him at this stage. All his ancestors, you know, the names of his grandchildren, the names of his dog, everything. I think they will be happy, and I think tonight's going to be especially useful for them too, because if he is starting out on another campaign trail, what better place to test out some good lines? Because the lines about Ukraine, the lines about values, the lines about peace and freedom, they'll go down as well in America as they will in Mayo.
Very good. Carol Coleman, thank you for that and for everything this week. And thanks to all our correspondents who will still be busy during the rest of the day as this visit continues.